Mayor Richard Koss said he would pursue an agenda to improve education and to create jobs, but warned Chicopee is facing challenges, including a threat to future economic development because of skyrocketing expenses on a major public construction project.
While we deal with the difficult challenges before us, we are a city that will prevail. We cannot and will not quit because we are Chicopee, and when all is said and done, the state of our city will be strong once again.
Koss said he would seek an independent audit of the construction of a new senior center. The project, which started last year on the site of a former textile plant, was expected to cost $9 million, but is now estimated at close to $20 million, according to the mayor.
Each day we seem to be finding more expenses, whether it be water mains that now have to be added or things of that nature. So going forward, we want to know where we are.
Chicopee borrowed $5 million from the Federal Community Development Block Grant Program to fund the senior center construction. The loan must be paid back over the next 20 years. Koss said roughly $400,000 of the $1 million the city expects to receive annually from the program will go to pay off the debt.
That really then encumbers you and your opportunities to make changes, and you know, whether it be neighborhood improvements, or a lot of that money goes to boys clubs or food kitchens and things of that nature, and through some of the grant process, it's severely restricted.
Koss, who defeated incumbent Mayor Michael Bissonnette last November, praised members of his transition team and pledged more transparency in city government. The mayor has started to hold weekly question and answer sessions on the cable television local access channel and has expanded Chicopee City Hall's presence on social media.
I am committed to having an open government, and I thank the council for sharing that commitment.
Koss said he planned to get a new generation of Chicopee residents involved in city government.
I've already appointed two residents under the age of 24 to boards and committees, and also have one in my office. They will have the opportunity to bring fresh ideas to 21st century government and to involve an entirely new demographic in improving our city.
Koss said the key to creating more jobs in Chicopee is to support career development initiatives and vocational training in the city's public schools.
I'm a strong supporter in extending career and technical education and the concept of using our high schools beyond 4 years, as well as working closer with our community colleges.
This is the second time Koss has been mayor of Chicopee. He left office a decade ago to build a private law practice. He delivered the 10-minute speech to about 200 people at the annual meeting of the Greater Chicopee Chamber of Commerce, which has become the traditional venue for the State of the City address. The new president of the chamber, Eileen Drum, said she is bullish on the business climate for 2014.
We've got a couple of brand new businesses opening up in the downtown. We have a bridge that just reopened. So we have a lot going on, and we're very encouraged and very excited.
Drum said the Chicopee Chamber has 365 members who employ more than 12,000 people. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.